Lots of elected officials in New York are on record as supporting some sort of public financing of political campaigns, where tax dollars match small donations and pay for all those TV commercials during election season. Good government groups say it would make Albany less corrupt. In 2010, Cuomo agreed and campaigned on installing a public system. And even Comptroller DiNapoli offered a far more comprehensive plan than the one hammered out last week by Cuomo and legislative leaders. The holdouts are Republicans in the Senate who say the idea is a waste of taxpayer dollars. Cuomo says he didn't have the votes to get a more robust public campaign finance system. But according to election lawyer Jerry Goldfeder, Cuomo could theoretically have those votes.
Special elections were called, we would have two additional senators, one of whom would be a Democrat, the other one be a Democrat, or at least perhaps a progressive Republican. And it's within the realm of possibility that these two additional Senate votes could make the difference to put full-scale public campaign finance program into law.
The two seats he's talking about are in Brooklyn and Nassau County. Goldfeder says Cuomo could call for special elections this week and still make the deadlines to get the votes up to Albany by the end of the session. This, of course, assumes whoever won those seats would support public campaign financing and nothing or no one would move to block. But this hasn't stopped reformers from laying the demise of public campaign finance at Cuomo's feet. Blair Horner is executive director of the New York Public Interest Research Group.
And the governor's refused to call special elections. So I think unless something happens between now and the end of June, I think the governor's going to have a tough time actually defending to the public why he didn't fulfill his promise.
Cuomo's office didn't respond to multiple messages about special elections and campaign finance. In January, Cuomo said special elections were expensive. He also said that because of so much ongoing corruption in Albany, it's difficult to say how many special elections would be necessary. In regard to getting rid of that corruption, Cuomo's office said Monday that they would be willing to make some changes to the pilot public campaign finance law. There's actually a group working on that right now. The group that calls itself the Independent Democratic Caucus could provide the votes necessary to overcome Republican opposition. Charles Lane, WSHU News.